SBS Radio.
With me today is Dr. Ashma Gundru from My Health Medical Center at Helens, and we are going to talk about the relationship of weight gain and fertility. Good day, Dr. Gundru.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for your time.
My pleasure.
Now, mostly for women and for men, when we go on a diet and when we try to lose weight, it's because we no longer fit in our clothes or we don't look good in our clothes, isn't it?
Yeah, in fact, that's a very common reason why we kind of, reevaluate ourselves, and the impact of that on our body image and our confidence is one of the factors, that can sometimes trigger us reevaluating our health and our body.
But it's more than that, especially for women.
Yes. Obesity is one of those, or overweight and obesity is one of those conditions that actually impacts all aspects of our health. So not only we just mentioned about our mental health or and how we appear, but also our biological, our physical well-being, and also our social well-being. So it's across that trifecta of issues.
It says here in a recent study that one in five Australian women struggle to fall pregnant because they are gaining weight.
Yes, it's a big number.
It is. So one in five. And in these days, we always think that fertility is associated to our age or to genetics, but rarely do we think about our weight gain.
Correct. I think that society is changing, and yes, we are, as a society, having children later, and we kind of look at those factors that we can't change, whether that be our age or our genetics or anything like that. But we have a factor here that actually we can impact and we can change, but I don't think a lot of women know that correlation exists between their weight and their growing waistline and how that can impact their fertility.
So 23% are overweight and 22% are obese for women.
Correct.
In half of the women of childbearing age.
Correct. Again, another big numbers again.
And it's alarming. But the good news is if you lose 10% of your weight,
If you lose 10%, you can actually increase your chances of conception and a live birth by 34%. So it's well worth the effort, even just starting or just even trying to lose a little bit of that weight can help sort of open those doors to having a dream of having a family.
And when you do fall pregnant, there are also things to consider, isn't it? Like gestational diabetes.
Correct. So, there is the stress of, it may take longer for you to fall pregnant in the first place. And then once you've fallen pregnant, there may be a battle ahead for these women in terms of these other adverse or these other problems that they may face. So, yes, gestational diabetes or diabetes in pregnancy is one. Higher blood pressure can be an issue. Issues with miscarriage rates, and that can increase from not only early pregnancy but throughout pregnancy as well.
And we are also at risk of high blood pressure or hypertension if we are overweight?
Correct. So that can, obviously having more weight around us does increase the pressure on our heart and therefore in turn increases our blood pressure. And that can then be characterized by a further complication called preeclampsia, which can then sometimes cause damage to organs, most commonly kidney and liver.
And I also know that by experience, when you are pregnant, it's very difficult to breathe.
It is. It's harder. Yeah, physically, your body is harder. You get pressure on your bladder. You get pressure on your chest. But lower back pain. There are, just how your body is changing. It does definitely make it harder. And then if you're having extra weight to carry on top of that, it makes it very uncomfortable.
And I said that because pregnant women are prone to sleep apnea.
Correct.
So this is a condition when you stop breathing while you're sleeping, and it is a health risk, isn't it?
Correct. So, when you are sleeping, you may get issues where you either have very shallow breathing or you may have episodes where you don't breathe at all. Sometimes some early signs can be, obviously snoring, or when you wake up, you don't feel refreshed. And these can be the early signs that you may not be oxygenating very well during the night, during nighttime, and having excess weight on your chest and excess weight overall can definitely put you at a higher risk of that.
And of course, it also affects the health of our unborn child.
Yes, And that can, that's also another factor that maybe women don't realize, that that there may be a link between the fact that their weight may be impacting their child.
And I know for a fact that if you have gestational diabetes, your unborn child is at risk of developing diabetes.
Correct. Yeah. Once they're born. Once they are in utero, when they're in the womb, they can be at risk of being a bigger baby, and that can cause then further complications in terms of delivery and labour. And then after birth, there can sometimes be issues with having to monitor sugar levels, and then not only for diabetes for the child as they get older, but also their risk of childhood obesity in general.
It's not all gloom, isn't it?
No, it's not. And that's the best bit about this. You know, we can do something about this. There is an opportunity to change some of this. And, you know, you mentioned that statistic. Just losing just 10% of the body weight can increase the chances of conceiving, but reversing those changes that your body, or these adverse effects, or the risk of these adverse effects, I should say. So, you know, I think it's really important that women who are considering falling pregnant, are pregnant, or any stage, you know, are planning for a family in the future, should see their GP, have a discussion about, you know, their health, their body, and get some information. They should feel empowered about what information's out there and get informed about what options they have in order to take control of their health.
Because if you do plan to get pregnant, or if you have been wanting to get pregnant, I think the first advice that your GP will give you is you have to prepare your body, isn't it?
Correct.
For the 9-month long haul that you face.
Correct. And not only the 9 months, it's the afterbirth as well. Your life changes completely, and there's, you know, you need to be active for your kids. Your kids are going to be active as well, you know. So it's setting you up really for the rest of your life, not only for your kids but for yourself as well, to make sure you're in the best shape possible for yourself and for them.
So it should be a lifestyle choice, isn't it?
Correct. It does need to be a lifestyle choice. That allows it to be, you know, long-term and sustained, you know, so not only having, you know, your balanced diet and your regular exercise, you know, stopping smoking, decreasing alcohol intake, all these things, you know, help us, you know, transform your life into one that's balanced and one that's healthy.
And like any journey in life, it's important that we have the proper guidance and support.
Correct, very much so. It can be very overwhelming out there. There's lots of information. There's lots of resources. And we don't sometimes know what's best for us, for our particular body style, for our particular health conditions. And that's why instead of trolling this on your own, seeing your GP to bring the information, have a discussion with them, allowing them to help you make an appropriate decision, an informed decision about what's going to be best for them is my best recommendation.
So the best first step is to seek help.
Yes, most definitely. I guess the other thing is that, you know, having an open mind to it, you mentally have to sort of be prepared to be like, okay, maybe we need to make some changes here. And then that first step being, going in and seeing someone, and especially a GP that can provide you that information to start the journey.
Thank you very much, Dr. Ashima Gundru.
My pleasure. Take care.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.